This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Does Jerry Jones need to call Jimmy Johnson? Does he need to say anything at all? 877-881-1053. Jimmy Johnson was asked if Jerry Jones has reached out to congratulate him on making the Hall of Fame.
Surely.
And Jimmy Johnson said no, he hasn't heard a thing.
Oh.
Now, I will say that Jerry Jones, on the day of, released a statement. Oh, wow. He released a statement. That's enough, right? Like,
no,
hey, congratulations.
No, you gotta reach out in person.
This is like that same deal where Aaron Rodgers donated $1 million to the California wildlife, the fire relief. And his brother was like, yeah, our parents live in California. Sure, it would be great if you would say, hey, are you doing okay? Like, that's not the same.
He donated money to keep them alive, Kevin.
It'd be like if Hagee got engaged and we, like, put a statement out like, the KNC Masterpiece would like to congratulate Kevin Hagelin for getting engaged. But then we at work, we just act like nothing ever happened.
That is kind of how it went, though. I'm sorry.
We just talked about
it. I didn't post congratulations on the Facebook page, if that makes
sense.
It's okay.
I don't do that.
You told me congratulations in real life, so it's fine.
Yeah, I texted Shea Follow yesterday, happy birthday, but I would not
post
it on Facebook.
It was his birthday?
Yeah, it was his birthday yesterday. I don't post it on Facebook. I tell you in person.
And that's
fine.
Or
I text you. But,
dang.
Or unless it's my wife, then I post a very long post about our relationship.
Happy birthday, Eric.
But does Jerry Jones need to call Jimmy Johnson and say something? And do you think Jimmy's expecting it? Do you think that he's waiting for it?
Yes. Why else do you think?
I don't think Jimmy Johnson cares at all.
Man, then why wouldn't he just be like, it's fine either way? Like, he was like, no, he hasn't reached out. He could just be like, that's private. But he was just like, no, he hasn't reached out. But it's fine.
Because he wants to throw out that, look, this thing is still going on.
Yes!
That's exactly what it is. This thing still exists between the two of us.
I agree.
Wow.
So you're telling me you don't think he cares? Of course he cares.
I really don't think that it matters at all to him. He's like, I got so much fishing to do. I really do. I think that he believes that there's just so much more that he can accomplish and that it is something that exists in his world. But I don't think that it's anything that's really bothering or bugging him.
Remember when he was inducted on national television? This is how he finished, you know, his like little emotional speech.
It's nice to know people appreciate it.
You don't think that guy wants to hear from Jerry Jones? Like, hey, man, I know we've had our differences. I really appreciate what you did for the Dallas Cowboys franchise in all your years here. Who cares who gets the credit? We did it together. You know, like, you have to say something.
Yep.
You have to say something. Like, think about what Shaq is talking about with Kobe and what he regrets with all the things that just happened.
Yeah, like, man, you're right. Because that's somebody who, like, you know, I talked about it yesterday that I wasn't sure about all of the things he said. But I very much appreciate the fact that Shaq has stepped out and he's like, look, there were problems and we had problems and here's blah, 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 blah. And, like, really walked through it and gotten emotional about the whole thing. He didn't put out a statement that said, although Kobe Bryant and I over the years had multiple disagreements, we did come together and were able to win 3 championships. Like, he like was out there and he's crying and it's a whole to do. And I don't know, man, doesn't seem right.
Here's what the statement said. We're so happy that the Hall of Fame has recognized Jimmy Johnson for what he is. A great coach.
Dude, right on, man.
Yeah, who wrote that, though?
Yeah, a computer program? You know what I think should happen? And I know he listens. And if he calls in right now, I mean, by the way, there's nobody around, so we could do whatever we want right now.
We could have Bill call in.
We could have Bill talk to us.
If he calls in right now, that would be great, because I know the Cowboys listen, and they Tolo. He should call in right now and say, guys, I heard what you're saying, and I want to make this declarative statement right now. Since I have owned the Dallas Cowboys, there is no question that Jimmy Johnson is by far the greatest coach we've ever had. He's going into the Ring of Honor.
All right, here are a couple other things I wanted to add on this. More of that said, to Jimmy, I say, the stars were aligned and our dreams came true when we joined the Dallas Cowboys.
Gross.
And that's him adding himself into it. And on behalf of the Cowboys and fans all over the world, I say congratulations, Jimmy. We're proud of you. In addition,
oh my God,
Jimmy Johnson was asked what other owners have contacted him. And he said, Jeffrey Lurie from the Eagles, Dean Spanos from the Chargers, several owners.
Oh, come on!
Golly.
This is terrible!
The public reaction to Johnson's absence from the Ring of Honor is something, though, that popped up. He said, Troy Aikman and I had dinner many years ago. I didn't realize how angry some of the players were. I thought they would have understood, but they didn't understand. It hit me one night at dinner at my house that, geez, the players that I love are angry that I left. I said, if they only knew, I was ready to move on. I felt bad about that, and I feel bad about that to this day for them. I don't feel bad. He said, I don't feel bad for me. So he admits, I was ready to move on from that team at the time. And I know a lot of people like blame Jerry Jones for not letting that thing, you know, not keeping that thing together. It was two guys with massive egos that parted.
Oh, I definitely agree with that.
And a lot of players hold the grudge against Jerry for not keeping their coach around.
I mean, and why do you think he wanted to leave? You know, one of the things that struck me about all of this is when all the outcry started about Jimmy not being in the Ring of Honor, I was kind of like, hold on, he's not? I guess I had just kind of forgotten that he wasn't in the Ring of Honor. And I was like, oh, that looks bad. He's going to make it into the Hall of Fame. So he's going to make it into the biggest organization or the most important validation that you can have post-career in the NFL, but he can't be one of the best of the Cowboys? Like, you've only had... Think about how weird this is. There have been three coaches in the history of this franchise to win a Super Bowl. One of them is in the Ring of Honor. Like, that's weird, right?
Yeah.
If you don't want to put Barry Switzer in, okay, but...
Nobody's clamoring for that.
How is Jimmy Johnson not in there?
Well, Do you agree with Broadus on the sentiment that he thinks Steven will put him in, but never Jerry?
That...
I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, it does, but it also makes sense if you just don't think that people can learn from their mistakes. I have made a ton of mistakes in my life, like a ton. I like to think that most of them I learn from. And, you know, and I know we'll talk to Kendrick Perkins about this, but like, and maybe he just doesn't view that this is a bridge that gets to be mended. But what if something terrible happened to one of those people tomorrow? Would you be like, well, he died and we never fixed it?
Yeah, like, I think they would. I think they're willing to go into it that way.
That's terrible. This is the greatest combination short term in the history of the NFL. There is no question about that.
Yep.
All right. They were together for 5 years and they took what had essentially become an expansion team. And within 5 years, they had won the Super Bowl twice. From what had become an expansion team to winning a Super Bowl twice in the span of 5 years. There is no other franchise in the history of the NFL that can have something that was as successful as that. And spare me your Steelers and Patriots, because they were already a built-in, ready-made product.
This is such a divisive topic here.
How?
Jerry's statement is great. Nothing else needs to be said. Jimmy should take responsibility for the problem. He disrespected Jerry years ago. He wanted to get fired. No loyalty from Jimmy. Jerry deserves the respect Jimmy never gave him.
Okay, look.
And that's Jimmy. He was flirting with other teams about another job while he already had a job.
I am not of the opinion that this is all Jerry Jones' fault at all. I'm not here to tell you that. But nothing big happened with Jerry right now. All right, this is Jimmy's moment, and it is on Jerry to reach out. It is not on the person who had the big moment to go call the person who wronged them. That is not their job.
Hey,
in
Jerry,
this
you
moment.
Congratulate me?
Yeah, like, yeah. What? Like, how's that call gonna go? Hey, I know we had a lot of beef, but I'm gonna give you the chance to congratulate me. That's not how that goes.
Jerry's ego is so all-consuming. We haven't been to an NFC Championship in 20 plus years. I don't think that what people are saying, where they're saying Jimmy Johnson is overrated, I don't agree with that. He was able to turn a franchise that was bad into a Super Bowl winning franchise.
And he implemented the modern concept of NFL speed. Like, I mean, I know there were fast players before, but if you look at the different areas on the field in which Jimmy Johnson demanded and implemented a different level of speed than what had been seen before, I don't know what to tell you.
Now, I will say Jimmy Johnson was integral in the growth of Jason Garrett, Kevin, where Jason Garrett went to him many times to talk about coaching, and he said this. He said, sometimes I don't know why it didn't go better this year. He said, I watched them play a lot of times, and they looked as good as anyone in the league, and they were very talented, but then I'd see some adversity happen, and they just went blasé. I think sometimes you've got to be able to grit your teeth and say, I'm going to be able to make it happen some way, somehow. I'm going to make it happen, and you've got to have that inner drive. At times, they didn't have their inner drive. And then Deion Sanders said, stop blaming Jason Garrett for the Cowboys' disappointing season.
And I get that, and I have said the same thing all along. It is just so much easier to do that.
Yeah, no, and that I think that's the thing that we got to look at here is it was easier to say, okay, we have the talent, but they're not responding. So let's move on from the coaching staff because that's going to be cheaper for us, right?
Yep.
It'll be cheaper for us to move on, especially since we just paid all these guys that we expected would be able to be motivated by the coaching staff. And now they got paid, and now we have to make them walk on eggshells with a brand new coaching staff. That's how it works.
One of the things I've seen both on Twitter online and then here on the Fantext, 877-881-1053, the Autoflex Leasing Fantext, is maybe Jimmy never called Jerry when Jerry got in. Would that influence your thoughts on this in any way? Because me personally, I think be the bigger person and just, hey, even though they didn't congratulate you, it's the right thing to do no matter you know, what kind of petty disagreements and fights you guys had in the past.
That's a great point. This would be, Shippy, man, I'm glad that you brought that up. This would be one of those instances where I would hope that I kind of learned from my past mistakes because, yeah, the history of my life is also marked with plenty of pettiness. And so I could see in the past being like, no. But, yeah, this could be a great moment where you could swoop in and be like, hey, I just wanted to congratulate you for this is so awesome, you definitely deserve it, blah 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 blah. So I mean, I think that's a fair point of view. I do, and maybe that's why. Look, it's Jimmy Johnson and Jerry Jones are stubborn people, mm-hmm. and they have decided to be stubborn against one another, and you just don't really anticipate it changing, right?
If something was to happen, Kevin, between you and me, I would hope that we would do the same thing and never talk to each other again. We've talked to each other a lot, and I feel like that maybe we're at a point where we'd be like, okay, that's enough talking.
That's enough. I don't know, man. The one time we had like a big mega fight, we didn't talk to each other for a night, and then it was fine the next day.
Well, it's hard not to talk to each other when you do a talk show.
Yeah, together. Well, I mean, you could just talk to the producer through them.
Man. You know, yeah. Hey, Kevin, Corey says that Jerry, the GM, owner, needs to fire Jerry, the GM. Response.
Look, let's not pretend like we've never had shows on our very own airwaves before with two people that couldn't freaking stand each other, all right? It is not an unknown in radio, bud.
True.
That's the thing that I love about Kevin. We could talk or not talk for hours, and it's a very beneficial relationship.
That's a weird way of putting that, but I like it.